Member supported Hawaii Public Radio, all things considered. I'm Dave Lawrence. We have a real special thing we're doing here in our Atherton Performing Arts studio. We are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Hot Tuna. We've got Jack Cassidy and Jorma Kaukonen here with us. They are tonight at the Hawaii Theater. It's a thrill that you brought your instruments. Welcome, and thanks for being here, Jack and Jorma.
Thanks for having us.
Then we go back a little ways.
We do.
I wanted to just show you this.
Good heavenly days. I didn't have as much forehead. Look at this.
November 1998 in the studio.
21 years ago, man.
And wow. In 50 years, have this connection to our islands that goes back 50 years, too. I've got this listener, Steve, the mystery emailer, and he's a mystery. So he'll email things like this. Jack, March 8th, 1969, the Jefferson Airplane making their Hawaii debut performed before a sold-out crowd at the Blaisdell Arena. One of the supporting acts, Lee Michaels, with his drummer Frosty.
That's right, Frosty.
You remember it?
Oh, absolutely. Frosty was a great drummer. And Lee Michaels had a great personality, stage personality.
What year was that again?
That was March 8th, 69.
If I remember correctly, Paul, may he rest in peace. I think he got popped for smoking pot on that trip also.
Wow, here in Hawaii.
Yeah.
3 days after that show, so it was March 11, 69, Jefferson Airplane performed a free concert at the Waikiki Shell, drew 10,000 fans. When asked why they were doing it, Grace Slick said, quote, "If we have the equipment and it's nice outside, we do it."
Exactly. That's our girl.
Yeah.
Actually, we spent a bunch of time on the island on that trip.
Yeah,
I was just talking to one of my friends. In those days, you could rent a dune buggy. Remember dune buggies with the Volkswagen? You could actually rent those things. We had a good time.
And we'll talk about your friend in one second, actually, because Jorma's got a powerful airplane Hawaii connection, which he's going to reveal in a second. But here's the first tuna date in the island. So same year. Again, celebrating 50th anniversary of these guys here, Hot Tuna, in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio. It was October 17th and 18th, 1969, 7 months after their March visit. The Jefferson Airplane returned to Hawaii, two-night stand, Honolulu Civic Auditorium, opening act, Hot Tuna, making their Hawaii debut. At the time,
that's interesting.
Tuna was Jorma Jack, Marty Balin, and Spencer Dryden. Newspaper review said, Jorma used a three-finger bluegrass style of playing that adds a lot of color.
Oh, this is fantastic.
To the lead guitar.
I stand corrected. That was the time Paul
got busted.
Languished in Durant's file, yeah.
So Steve's memory helped to...
Absolutely.
Every little bit helps in the memory department.
Right, exactly. Steve, they're sending you high fives. So Jorma, you have a bud here in the islands.
Right.
Who has real strong connection to the airplane.
Yeah, this is a friend that I've known almost as long as Jack. So anyway, when I went to the University of Santa Clara in 1962, it was a very conservative Jesuit school. And the first days that I was there, I saw this bearded guy, which is a big deal back then. Not a big deal today, but it was back then. And we became friends. And his name is Bob Kinsey. And he has lived in the island for 40-plus years. He's a marine biologist. It took me to Coconut Island yesterday. But anyway, so he said, there's this guy you have to meet. And his name is Paul Cantor. And so he took me to Santa Cruz, where I met Paul. And the guy became our road manager. A guy's name is Bill Laudner. And they were surfer dudes back then.
What an incredible,
can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, critical connection.
So I told him that had I not been at that school and had not we become friends, my life would have been considerably different.
Right. I mean, and the pop culture, the impacts of this guy, and he's right here in the Aloha
That's
State,
right.
Jack.
That's
We've
right.
got some credit with the whole airplane and the history of
that
stuff.
That is incredible.
I dig it. No, you guys, and he was talking about how, you know, he's known him almost as long as he's known you. One of the great things about these two cats is the synergy. I was hoping we could get a little demonstration
Absolutely.
Of just what it feels. It's over 50 years you've been friends, huh?
1958.
62 years.
Incredible. 62-year friendship translated to music right here in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio.
I tried to get away from him, but he keeps pulling me back.
Yes.
Godfather. Anyway, so... baby, how long that even train been gone? Been gone since that blood red sun went down. Well, now I'm walking down the track, Mama, Lord, I said, feeling so sad. Lost the best woman man ever had. How long? Well, how long? Baby, how long? Well, how long? Baby, how long? That evening train been gone, been gone since that blood red sun went down. How long that evening train been gone? It's been gone since that blood red sun went down. You know, I thought I heard a whistle, Mama, Lord, and I think I see a train. Deep in my heart there is ache and pain. How long? Well, how long? Baby, how long?
Our Atherton Performing Arts Studio, we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Hot Tuna. We've got Jack Cassidy and Jorma Kaukinen here with us. It goes way, way back. 62 years, is that what you said?
Yeah.
It's a great story.
Well, you know, one of the things I think from my point of view, because people often ask us, you know, how we can basically have coexisted so long in this way. And I think the reason for me is that even as kids, and we met as kids, we respected each other as men or people, however you look at it, and artists, you know. If we had more time, you could find out how different we are, because we are. But we've always like just let each other be each other, and that's the deal, you know.
There's a lot of lessons.
Well, Barry Mitterhoff, you know, he's a mandolin player we toured with for a number of years. He used to call us the odd couple.
Right.
You can figure out which one's which.
No, I totally.
Part of the craft of any good relationship or a period of time, not only allowing the other person to be that other person, is also learning from the other person. I think we learn from each other. Jorma is a lyricist and a writer. I'm not. But as I grow older and I look at his lyrics over the years, it fascinates me how my understanding shifts and changes of what he's talking about. Like any good writer, you go and revisit a good writer's works at a different stage of your life. From my point of view, the time we share now together is more precious than ever.
That's a great way of describing it. It's an incredible thing. We're very fortunate. 50 years together as a band. Deep connections in the islands, as we were hearing during this conversation as well, both through their own history and through friends and stuff. And some of those people here in the islands helped bring Jefferson Airplane together, is basically. So it kind of gives you chills when you think about it. Hot Tuna, and in our HPR Atherton Performing Arts Studio, Jack Cassidy, Jorma Kaukinen, and I certainly hope that you have had as much fun today as I have. I give you huge, huge mahalo for doing this.
Well, listen, thanks for having us. And in the words of my dear friend, the great Roy Bookbinder, I just got to play the guitar and talk about myself. I can't do that at home.
Right on, my brother. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you.
Okay, man. You bet. Thanks, guys.